Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight's that night. We're looking for the people that call on the Blog Talk Radio tonight. And we thank God for this opportunity to be able to be on the line tonight. God has been so good to us. There's nothing we can do but give him the praise and the glory. But something God has done for us that he wants to understand. And I will declare and decree that he's our God. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I just thank God for everything he's doing for me. And tonight's that night, we just want to say to praises to the God, to our Most High God. Praise God for more all blessings, Lord. Praise God for more all blessings, Lord. Far in love, Lord, he heard my cry. The Lord, he heard my cry. Valerie, what the number? The number says, the number is 713-868-0764. Yes, I'm on now. No, ma'am, not yet. I have to send out the correct number. I have to send the correct number. Yeah. I know, but it's a problem because they informed me that they were having some problem with the line. But let's try it again. And if you don't call me back in 2 minutes, I'm gonna call you and put you on the line, okay? All right.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm going to go ahead and get started and just pray. God has a word that he placed on my heart, and I know the enemy don't want us to hear it. So, Father God, I just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we submit this time to you, Father, and we welcome the Holy Spirit to come and have control. Take control, Holy Spirit, over this line, Father. Prepare our hearts, Father, to feast upon your word, Lord. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God, into our lives. Father, I pray that we will all be encouraged by what you have spoken, Lord God. May your word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. To God be the glory for all the marvelous things you have done. Father, we come before you with hearts of worship, Lord God. We come to give you praise, Lord God. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Lord God, I pray that you would enlighten our hearts on tonight, God. That you would strengthen, Lord God, those who are weak, Father. That you would encourage, Father, those who may be down in their spirits, Lord God. Father, we lift up the name of Jesus, because you said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he alone is God. To God be the glory for all the things he has done. I want to test the line one more time and just open, take your phone off of mute and just say hello to me, and it'll give me the go ahead. Is anyone there? Can you hear me?
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you. The word that God has given me this evening is birthed through the scripture reading of 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 12. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. That was Paul speaking to the church of Corinth, and came and touched the people right where they were. And I believe that that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do with us tonight. What I've learned throughout my years of walking with the Lord is that the greatest teachings and lessons that we have to offer are the ones we live. It seems that when we come out of one trial, before we can get a good footing, here comes another test. We're always strengthened by God, and we're always learning, and we're always growing. But the greatest lessons are the ones we walk through. You might have one good day of rejoicing over a victory or an answered prayer, and you walk around the corner, and then you're hit with something else. It seems like trouble is on every hand. Like Paul was saying in Corinthians, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We've learned to press through some things. We've learned to walk through some things, you know, and you've been taught that, hey, if trouble is not coming after you, if you're not having any tribulation or trials in your life, then you must be going the wrong way. Because anytime we're walking with God, the devil is always trying to stop his work. Even on tonight, the enemy came against the line and tried to shut it down. Every week we seem to be having one problem after another. We'll get one time and then we can't even get on the line. But the devil is a liar, and God's word is true. This morning, I was sitting in my car when I arrived to work, and I was troubled about things that one of my children had been going through. I've been praying. I've been doing everything I can to help. But, you know, it's something when the enemy comes after you, but when he comes after your children, it's a totally different story. It's like you're really ready to fight, and you're interceding, and you're praying, and you're praying for a breakthrough. It's like you're used to him coming after you. But when he tries to get to you through somebody you love, it's a whole different story, and the battle changes. But I was really troubled and really hurting. I've been weeping and praying and crying out to God on her behalf. But I heard this still, small, quiet voice on the inside of me ask me this question. He said, "Will you trust me?" And as I was working, different people and situations that I've been interceding for would come up in my mind. I've had calls of friends who have cancer. My son-in-law has rheumatoid arthritis and he can't move his limbs. And my grandson had a threat against him on last week. And this boy threatened to get him and his friends to jump on him for no reason. My granddaughter went to school and was about to go to school, and there was rumors of shooting at the school. It's just one thing after another. And then other people that I know who are going through trials and tribulations, people that I love and care about, getting bad news. And when it's people that you care about, it really kind of weighs on your heart, and you do everything that you can to help them out. But then I would hear these words again: "Will you trust me?" There's a situation on my job that I've been trying to get resolved since August. And because I had taken sick in my body was filled with pain, and I've been pressing through that and thanking God and believing God and holding on to his word. And it just seems like here comes another thing that's trying to weigh me down. And I'm doing everything I know to do. And then today I just couldn't take it anymore. And I was saying it's not working for me. And I give up. That was my words. I just can't do it anymore. I'm done. I'm tired of this fight. I'm tired. And even while I was on my phone at work, the tears began to flow. And I had to take a moment to put myself together because the calls were coming in back to back, and there were people on the other end needing my help. And I could hear him say, "Will you trust me?" I recognized that God didn't ask me, "Do I trust him?" He asked me, "Will I trust him?" And that kind of just sat on me for a while. So when I came home, I looked up those words, do and will. Life is filled with trials and tests, tribulations and disappointments, and it's times of uncertainty and in times of desperation. What do we do? Will you trust him? So I look up these words, do. Let me see if I can find what I do, what the definition is. Because I did write it down. Bear with me just a moment because I want to get this right. The word do describes performing a task to carry out. Will is defined as the faculty by which a person decides on and initiates action. You know, when we pray in, sometimes I know we cry out. I know I do. And I just say, no matter what I'm going through, I say, God, I trust you. But when he says, will you trust me? Will means intend, desire, or wish for something to happen. It's synonymous with decree, order, ordain, command, direct, intend, want. To will to trust him is an act of your will. It's saying that, God, I'm determined that no matter what I'm going through, no matter what the situation looks like, I will trust you. I will trust you as an act of my will. When there's nothing else I can do, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. After you've prayed and fasted, and after all your words have exhausted you, in your, as you plead your case to God, and the answer has not yet come, then what? In the 10th chapter of the book of Daniel, he was troubled over a vision of the latter days. He prayed and he fasted for 21 days, troubled in his spirit. The angel Gabriel shows up, and he tells Daniel to fear not. For the first day that he set his heart to understand and to chasten himself before God, that his words were heard, and Gabriel came, because of Daniel's words. So the very first time Daniel uttered his prayer, God heard it and sent his messenger Gabriel with the answer. But it took him 21 days of Gabriel warring with the principalities that he had to incorporate Michael, the angel Michael, to help him fight. So there's a war in the heavenly that goes over the words that we utter to God. And it seems like God is delaying sometimes, and it seems like God doesn't hear us because we're at the throne of God, we're on our face before God, and we're crying out to God for the needs that we have for our families, the needs that we have for people, and the answer doesn't come when we want it. But we have to know that the minute that we utter that prayer in the sincerity of our hearts, God hears us. We also must be mindful that what seems like years to us may be only nanoseconds to God, because God is not governed by time, nor is he governed by our situations and our dilemmas. God is God, and in him lies all the answers for our lives. It's in him we live, and in him we move, and in him we have our being. God knows, God hears, and God answers. Sometimes it's not the answers that we desire, but will we trust him? Another example I found from the New Testament was when these two sisters, Mary and Martha, sent word to Jesus that Lazarus, the one whom he loved, was ill. Instead of Jesus coming right away, he tarried where he was for 2 days longer. And by the time he reached them, Lazarus had been buried for 4 days. So he saw Mary and Martha apart from each other, but their response was the same. Where were you, Jesus? Sounded as if they were mad and disappointed. If you had been here, our brother Lazarus would not have died. Now, look at that. Before, when they went to call on him, he was Lazarus' friend. But when he didn't show up when they wanted him to and didn't spare him from the grave, now he was no longer their friend. He was their brother. But Jesus wanted them to know that he was the resurrection and that he was the life, and there was absolutely nothing too difficult for him to do. He wanted them to see the glory of God. So in times of uncertainty, in times of desperation and disappointment, what will you do? Will you trust him? And when the answer, again I say, is not the one you're looking for, will you trust him? There were three Hebrew boys that went into a fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow down to idol gods, and they wouldn't eat the food of kings. And when they went into that fiery furnace, bound, they said that God is able to deliver us. But even if he don't, we still are going to serve him. And they put a hotter fire into, more coals into the fire. And when Nicodemus looked into when Nebuchadnezzar looked into that fire, he said that he saw a fourth man in the fire, and he saw those three boys walking around in the fire, and they were loosed. They were no longer bound. God will get the glory, and God is still able. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So when it seems like we're in impossible situations, he'll come to us by his spirit and speak a word that would change our position, that would change our life, our outlook, because he said he would never leave us and he would never save us. And what we see in our infant, in our finite mind, we have to know that he's an infinite God, that he can see so far in the future, and he knows the plans and the purposes that he set before us. When one of our loved ones die, or if a child is taken, or if we're found in some kind of trauma or distress, he still has a purpose and he still has a plan. He allows us to go through difficult situations, because if we haven't gone through and if we haven't learned the lessons in life that he's trying to teach us, how can we tell somebody else how God has brought us through that situation? How can we touch somebody's infirmities if we haven't been touched with the same infirmity? See, I can't touch everybody. But if I come across somebody who's walked the same path that I have walked, and God delivered me from and set me free from and healed my mind and healed my body, I can tell somebody of the goodness of the God I serve. I can tell somebody that when I didn't have food in my house to feed my children, that what God told me was to give what I had away, which didn't make any sense at all. Something like when that little widow woman was going to take her little oil and her flour and make some cakes for her and her son, that they would die. And here come the prophet and say, feed me first. And the oil didn't run out until the vessels were full. And she had enough to pay off her debts in time of famine. God hasn't changed. It's something when he gives you an instruction that makes no sense at all, but he's setting you up for a miracle. He's setting you up for a blessing. He's setting you up for a breakthrough. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. He will allow you to go through the trouble, and he will allow you to go through the fire. But he's in the fire with you. He's in the fire with us. And his question to us now, because all those who desire to live righteous and holy will suffer persecution, suffering. It's part of us denying ourselves and taking up our cross to follow after the one who saved us, to follow after one we love, to follow after the one we trust, to follow after the one who gave his life for us. It's part of the package. But when we're in the distress, when we're in the trauma, when we're facing difficult situations, will we trust him? That's what I believe the Spirit of the Lord is asking tonight. Will you trust me? When all you have left, after you've exhausted all of your words, all of your desperations, and all you have left of your tears, remember the psalmist David saying that he puts his tears in a bottle, and his tears are recorded in a book. Even our tears are important to God. When we can no longer utter words, our tears speak to God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And all things give him thanks. Praise God in the good time. Praise him in the bad time. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Will you trust him? Do you trust him? Amen. The lines are open for any prayer requests, for any responses, for any testimonies, for anything that God has laid on your heart. If you have nothing else to say, but yes, Lord, I will trust you. That may the yes, Lord, that may bless somebody else and encourage somebody else who's going through or who's going through a difficult situation. Yes, Lord, I will, and I will too trust you with everything I am, Lord, with everything I have, no matter what, Lord. We will run this race with patience, and we'll make it to the finish line, because you said those who endure to the end, the kingdom of God belongs to us, Lord. In our lives, we want to see you, and we want to see your glory. I thank you, Father, for this word. I thank you, Father, for the revelation that you have brought with your word. And I pray, Lord God, that this word will be on our hearts and our thoughts, that it will guide us, that whenever we start to doubt or whenever we feel like giving up, we will hear you ask us, will we trust you? Amen. Amen. Any comment? Anything anybody would like to say or to add? Or to pray?
Thank you, Sister Valor. This is Charlene. I say, yes, Lord, I would trust. Thank you for your great teaching tonight.
Thank you, Sister Charlene. Thank God. Anyone else?
Great words, Sister Valerie. I will trust with you. I will stand with you. I will go with you. You're not alone. You do what God has told you. You have your back. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's one of the beautiful things about God, how he not only doesn't leave you, he don't send you out by yourself. Sometimes
Amen
we feel like
that.
We're abandoning all alone. And he has somebody right there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Sister Valerie. This is Ruthie. I will trust in the Lord. I'm right here with you also. I tuned in late, but what I caught was very powerful. Thank you very much. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Remember, to will is to decree, to declare, to command. as an act of your will, that we will decree and declare and to stand that we will trust in the Lord no matter what, no matter what comes.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor Hunter.
I will say this much. I know that all of a sudden, everything that I put out there, look at the line and close back up again. I got you on the phone. Can you hear me on my phone?
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear.
All right, then. One of the things I would like to say to every listener, to every believer on both sides, A to Z, God has been so good. But the one thing I've come to find out, when I get on this Blog Talk Radio, for somehow or another, on the nights we have something playing, there was always an attack. Why? Because we're doing God's will. And I've checked with the station. Nothing there, but somehow or another, we're, as you said in the word, we are in a spiritual warfare. And every time our prayers go up to God, Lucifer does everything he can to back those prayers away. But that's why consistency in prayer blesses us. And to everyone I can see on the line right now, I want to thank God for you even taking the opportunity to be a part of what's going on tonight. It has blessed me to know that regardless of what happened, you pressed your way in. And to the pastor Gregory, thank you for listening. Thank you, Sister Ruth. Thank you, Charlene. Thank you for some names I see. But I want to thank all of you tonight. Now, I'm going back to the programmer. Hello, Pastor, teacher. Go ahead. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen, amen. Anyone else? Well, I pray that the word will remain in our hearts and that, you know, weeping men do it for a night. But joy comes in the morning. And morning to me is any time, day or night. Because the sun is always shining. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Pastor Greg, while you're on the line, you know I'm going to ask you to cover us with prayer. Would you do the honor, sir? Pastor Greg?
Yes, ma'am. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now we come just to say thank you. Father, you've brought us through another day, another day's journey. We woke up this morning in our right frame of mind with a reasonable portion of health and strength. And for that alone, we told you thank you this morning, Father.
Yes, sir.
Today we was vessels for you, Father. We made ourselves available because you say that we will make ourselves available and we would just be vessels that your power, your love, and your finances would flow through. So, Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for first of all, you watched over us today. You kept us in perfect peace. You watched over us today, Father. No hurt,
yes.
Harm, and danger happened,
yes,
to us.
You,
Father, we thank you for the promises because you say that the weapon will form, but it just won't prosper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I thank you today, Father, because there were some things that was forming, but it didn't prosper. Now, Father, I want to thank you for the woman of God tonight that you continuously use. Because you said in your word, you said that if you be lifted up, that you would draw. You would do the drawing. All we need to do is just do the lifting. So, Father, tonight we lift up your word. We lift up the people, Father, in the prisons. We lift up the homeless, the elders, the sick, the shut-ins and shut-outs. We lift up the ones right now that's homicidal and suicidal. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Dr. Hunter. Thank you, Father, for placing this in his spirit, Father, to reach people all over the nation tonight. Father, now as we go forth throughout the rest of this evening, God, we ask, Father, that you would first search our hearts, and if it be anything in our hearts, Father, that's displeasing to you, because we know that fear can be something in our heart that's displeasing to you, Father. Father, I know what the Bible says, and it says that when we hear your voice, to harden not our heart. So, Father, there are some things that you may be calling us to do right now, Father, and we haven't done it yet. So, Father, I pray right now, God, that you would help us right now. Give us the strength. Give us the courage. Give us the boldness. But most of all, give us the people. So, Father, I thank you tonight, God, that you've allowed us to come together one more time just for you. Because there may be somebody online right now with us right now, Father, that need to know that it's okay. It's okay to go through whatever you're going through. Somebody online needs to know tonight, Father, that the person that's praying over the line right now tried to commit suicide 5 times and was strung out on drugs and slept in a porta potty and was homeless. Somebody needs to know tonight, Father, that you have no respect of a person that you would use, anybody that you want to use. Somebody like me that stole from their mother and neglected their family. Father, I thank you tonight, God, because you look past my faults and met my needs so that I could meet the needs of other people. Father, I'm so grateful tonight, God, that I'm asleep in the house tonight in my own bed, because there's many days when I was homeless and didn't know where I was going to sleep at. Somebody online tonight needs to know that it's okay, that there's hope after dope. Somebody needs to know tonight that no matter what you've done, you can be forgiven. Somebody needs to know tonight that it's not about how they see it, it's about how you see it. So, Father, I thank you tonight for the message tonight. Thank you for Sister Valerie, and I pray, God, right now that you will pour back into her everything that she's poured out to us, but give it to her double now. I pray right now, Father, that all the young men that she's working with in the prison systems, God, I pray, Lord, that you will continue to let her be a light for them. I thank you tonight, Father, for Sister Valerie. Thank you for her witness. Thank you for her ministry. Thank you for her love for people. But most of all, we thank you for her love for you. So, God, I ask right now tonight as we lie down tonight, as we bring this evening to a close, I ask right now, Father, that the man or the woman that's out there right now that's hungry, homeless, I ask, Father, that you would touch their hearts and their minds. Dispatch your angels, Father. Anybody that you see that we need to help, send them our way. So, Father, I say thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the prayer team, the prayer family. Thank you for the radio station. And again, thank you for the shepherd of this land, Dr. Hunter. And I pray that you will continue to bless not only him, but bless his wife. So tonight we say thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to release all control to you, so that God's perfect will for our life today is done. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Such an awesome prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless us going and coming, Father. Bless us, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Kurandri, Kurasandri, Okara. Yes, yes, yes. The love of God is so rich, so rich, so perfect.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And Father, I want to thank you for I have made mistakes in my writing and doing this. Forgive me and call my hand and become more attentive what I'm doing, Father, that I might do your will and not my will. I ask you tonight, as we have the prayer team together on the KESK radio station, I want to thank you to be a part. I'm just a part of what you're doing. And I want to thank you again tonight, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing us all to come together, And I thank you once again. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
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 I will see you all at, in the morning at 5 o'clock.
Well, I won't see y'all till, I won't be here till 6, so.
6.
I'll be there at 6.
Yeah, we got to get an hour in. I wake up at 5 o'clock, and that's why I say I'll see you.
Now, you and Pastor Greg can be on there at 5 so y'all can prepare the meal. Set the table.
Oh, boy. Can I do one thing? Is this possible, y'all? Ruthie!
Oh, Dr. Hannah.
Oh, Jesus.
He wasn't ready tonight. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. That's the joy of the Lord in our spirits. That's what it is. That's the joy of the Lord. That's the joy of the Lord in our spirits. Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you. My. It's been so good. Well, Sister Valerie, Teacher Valerie, I put it back in your hands. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. All I have to say is this, God don't make mistakes. He knows exactly what he's doing, right?
Go ahead.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Was somebody saying something?
No, they were playing our song. Go on, Ruthie.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Oh, yes,
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul, bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Amen, everybody.
Amen, everybody. God bless you. God bless you, Sarah. God bless you, Sarah. Amen. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Somebody say Ruthie like Dr. Hunter. When he say Ruthie, you know what he means.
Amen.
Man. I love you too, brother. I love you too. I love you too. I love you too, Pastor Greg. I love you too.
I love you too.
But you know, the world is hearing us having some joy in the Lord, and I thank God for this opportunity. To those of you that know me, I have a sincerity, but I thank God for the realness of what we're doing with Brother Greg's ministry. It's so much love floating there, and the love is floating on my radio station, and God is doing such great turnaround in the lives, and I'm still believing for many to get healed, many to get healed. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, because I like the way Brother Gregory said. I'm not trying to be a copycat, but he says, I'm so glad I have a bed to sleep in my own. And my own house, in time past, didn't have that. In time past, there's some things I didn't have. But I've had a bed. But I see some other things you're saying. But God is still who he say he is. He's saying to us, stand firm. And God bless y'all. Oh, my God. Sister Harris, Teacher Harris, are you there?
I'm here.
All right then. I'm in one of those moves again. I thank God every time, but it gives me the strength. I turn it back over to you. Amen. I mean, Help me, God, Jesus.
Sister Ruthie already finished when she played song. That did it all. Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, yes. Woo, Jesus. Well, until the next time, next Monday night, I'll have it back on again. And if you want to have somebody come on with you, that's up to you. I got 2 hours of timing on. If anybody want to come on that Monday night, just let us know ahead of time. And I guarantee you, we'll put you on there. After we get through with our teacher, amen? Amen.
Amen, amen. Y'all be blessed. I'm getting prepared for in the morning.
God bless you.
Morning.
God bless y'all.
Amen.
Love
Amen.
Y'all.
See y'all in the morning.
Amen. God bless you y'all in the morning.
All
love
righty.
Y'all.
Be
Good
blessed.
Night. Love y'all.
Good night. Good night.
Love you. Bye bye.
Love y'all. Bye bye.